This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it already done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For thine is your kingdom, and all power is in your hand. And the glory I give unto you, O Heavenly Father, when I sing out the praises in your darling Son, Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you once more and again for being the God that you are, for loving us with you and being kind to us. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, Father God, in the mighty and gracious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. This is yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee, coming to you live from the KYT radio station, 88.1 here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Amen. Truly, today is a blessed day. I would just like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas as we enter into these holiday season. I want to encourage everyone to be safe. Amen. And as you fellowship with your family, let's put aside all of our differences that one may have. And let us truly enjoy one another. I remember when I was in school, they had this little poem that said, "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse." And the reason I said that is because so many people are focusing on trying to break tradition. But I would like to say, I remember when I was a child coming up and quoting those sayings and singing those songs like Santa Claus is coming to town, here comes Santa, little drummer boy, and so forth and so on. Those were some of the most happiest times of my life. Amen. So let us do the best that we can to enjoy these holiday season, but let us not forget the reason for the season. Today, I would like to communicate with you from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Chapter 1, verses 10 states, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Amen. Let me say that again. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. For remember, in the book of Revelations, that first verse says, it starts off by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then that second verse says, "The same was in the beginning with God." Amen. You see, he was in the world. He was here. Then he was made flesh and manifested and came into the world. Now, the 10th verse tells us he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It's a shame to say that there are still so many people in the world of today that still don't know him. And when I say him, I'm talking about Jesus. Because there are so many people in the world that don't believe that Jesus has came. And then there are so many people in the world that just don't acknowledge him. Amen. And in the 11th verse, it says he came unto his own, meaning he came to his own people. For remember, in the beginning, when God created the world, he created man from the dust of the earth, and then he created woman from the rib of man. Amen. So he came to his own people. And then remember in the book, during the time of Abraham, when God made the covenant with Abraham, and as a part of their covenant, the men were circumcised. That's how they knew the Hebrew nation. That's how they knew the Jews. And Jesus came to the Jews, and they still did not know him. You know, it's a shame to say people still don't know him today. With no matter how much we preach or how much we teach or how much we tell people about the man named Jesus, some people choose not to acknowledge him, and then some people are reluctant into establishing a personal relationship with him. And even though now a lot of people are going to acknowledge him because of the season that we're in, and they know when we get to the 25th of this month is the day that man has set aside to celebrate the birth and resurrection, the birth of our Lord and Savior. Excuse me on the resurrection part. But the birth of our Lord and Savior, the man who came down here not to condemn the world, but to, you fill in the blank. You see, my brothers and sisters, not saying that even though they don't acknowledge him, I'm not saying that they don't know of him. Because, but I am saying they choose not to live for him. Because everybody in the world knows that there is a God. And, you know, and I find that depressing at times because I've gotten to know him. I find it depressing at times that people choose not to know him, but I've gotten to know him. And as I've gotten to know him, I've gained a personal relationship with him. I come to realize that he can give us power. And when I say give us power, he's given us the authority. Amen. He's given us the authority to overcome the world. For remember, the scripture tells or teaches us to be in the world, but not of the world. And the only way that we're going to not be of the world is we got to overcome the world, meaning that we don't get consumed up with what's going on in the world. Because there's so much noise going on in the world that you can get caught wrapped up in it, and the next thing you know, you're not doing living a lifestyle that's pleasing in the eyesight of God. You see, his power gives us the power to walk in the victory. God's power gives us the power to be the head and not the tail. God's power gives us the power to be in the world, as I said before, and not of the world. God's power gives us the power to walk by faith and not by sight. The power to walk in the light that God illuminates our life with. For remember, the scripture lets us know that we are the light of the world. And in everything and everywhere we go, we should do what? Let our light shine. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, a long time ago, and it's still a popular song today. I learned that song that say, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go and all along the way, even in my neighbor's home, I'm gonna let my light shine. So I'm gonna let, because I come to realize that when I'm walking in the light, then I can receive all that God has for me. Because what God has for me, can't no man take it away. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. So I come to ask you today, my brothers and sisters, aren't you glad that he was born not of blood, Aren't you glad that he was made not of flesh? Aren't you glad today that he was born by a virgin named Mary? Aren't you glad that he was conceived by the Spirit of God? I'm talking about none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that when he was 12 years old, he tarried behind in the temple and was talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they were amazed that a little boy of this age could be so knowledgeable and understanding? Aren't you glad that the first miracle that he performed was he turned water into wine? Aren't you glad that when he was baptized by John the Baptist, that the heavens opened up and the Spirit of God ascended down upon him like a dove? Aren't you glad that when he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, he showed us that we have power to bind and rebuke Satan and let him know that he has no dimension, no type of existence in our life, because we can tell, oh, Satan, to get thee behind us. Aren't you glad that he went through all throughout the land preaching and teaching the gospel? Amen. Doing the will of his Father. Aren't you glad that he healed all manner of diseases? Aren't you glad that he caused the lame to walk? And he gave the blind sight. Aren't you glad that he made old death behave? And he caused Lazarus from the grave. Aren't you glad that he was taken captive? For I heard it said that they whipped him all night long. And they persecuted him. They ridiculed and they mocked him. And then they took a crown of 72 thorns and placed it upon his head. And then it was customary that when a person was going to be crucified, that someone would carry the cross. But they made our Lord and Savior bear his own cross. And I heard it said that someone cried out and said, must Jesus bear this cross alone? But I come to realize that he bear that cross for you and I. He bear that cross so that all the world can go free. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that they say they nailed his hands to the cross and they nailed his feet to the cross? And when they raised the cross up, I heard it said they hung him high and stretched him wide. And even on the cross, he still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He still was a forgiving God. And even he still was a saving God, because he told the man that was on the side of it, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that when he gave up the ghost, he said, Father, I commend my spirit into your hand. And then they took him down from the cross and they placed him in a bar tomb. But then it said on that third day, he got up from the grave. And when he got up with all power in his hand. He got up with the power of redemption. He got up with the power of salvation. He got up with the power of healing. Whatever it is, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. And now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the throne, making intercessory for you and I. Aren't you glad that he is your problem solver? Aren't you glad that he is your mind regulator? Aren't you glad that he's a rock in a weary land? The lilies in the valley. So as we move forward to celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us just hold on, hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand, and everything will be all right. Oh, so I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all. Jacob.
Father God,
and may God continue to bless you. Amen. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. God.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
There have been times when I thought I heard angels, and I must admit it took me by surprise. I heard rhythm and the fullness of life, so rich it brought tears to my eyes. There was a time I was sure I heard angels. It was a sound tinged with sadness, but loaded with joy, full of rhythm and such music, kind of a streetwise jubilation at the coming of that blessed birth. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing. Thank you.
set aside stood a manger alone with a babe inside. Though his birth was foretold, no one there could really see how through this little babe from sin man would be set free.
To the town of Bethlehem came three kings from above, guided to this lowly manger by the bright shining star. To the babe, each one his gift. Did they know the curse of sin from their lives? This child would live.
Just a babe born, a man made of
the whole world.